a big thing happening on Friday. It comes around every year. It is Jeans for Jeans Day. And we'll take a look back and see how that has all grown and changed over the years with the National Campaign Manager, Barry Kenyon. Good morning, Barry. Jeans for Jeans, it's getting stronger and stronger every year, isn't it?
Oh, good morning. It certainly is. We're growing with every year. We're 24 years in now, and it doesn't seem to be letting up at all, so it's very exciting.
And just for those who may not have had a lot to do with this since last year around, some of the main reasons that Jeans for Jeans Day exists. What are we looking to raise funds and awareness for, Barry?
Yeah, so the key fundraising benefactor is the Children's Medical Research Institute, which is right next to the Children's Hospital at Westmead in Western Sydney. We are an independent research institute, and we look into the causes and obviously looking for treatments and cures for genetic-based paediatric illnesses that actually affect 1 in 20 children.
It sounds like not a lot, but 1 in 20, that is a lot of kids there. Some of the things we're focusing on specifically this year, Barry, what's your attention for 2017?
From the research point of view, Mark?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we've got a very exciting project which is called ProCan, and it's essentially a bioinformatic supercomputer, and it's based around finding the best treatment for a cancer patient as quickly as possible. And if anyone of your listeners realises or have been touched by cancer, it can be a very long time between diagnosis to getting the right medication. And with ProCan, we're actually going to be able to get together 70,000 samples of cancer, and then throughout the world, an oncologist can quickly look at a patient, look at the type of cancer they've got, go onto ProCan, find the best treatment globally, and put their patient on that treatment within 36 hours rather than 3 months.
So this is very exciting, isn't it? Because you can tap into what's happening around the world, and obviously we would know what was happening here in Australia, but you can put all that, I guess, into the system and go, well, actually, we're having great success with this treatment somewhere else, and you can get access to that quickly without having to do a lot of, you know, research in a way.
That's exactly right, and it's taken so much brain power to do what you've simply described. That's exactly the outcome that we're aiming for in the next couple of years with this ProCan computer. Very exciting.
Well, as always, Barry, to keep those things going, they don't just happen out of thin air. They need funds and finances. So on Friday, it is Jeans for Jeans Day. What's the best way to go about raising those funds?
Well, we're looking for the public, as we always do. The public are very generous, to the tune of about $2 million per year. And in the 24 years that we've been running Jeans for Jeans, we've actually raised $67 million. This year, we're hoping to do another $2 million at the very least. And the way people can help is to either jump on our website, which is really easy. It's just jeansforjeans.org.au. Or you can actually go about your daily commute. If you're anywhere near Hamilton Station or Charlestown Square, you can pop in there because we have volunteers that are selling merchandise on Friday morning. And then any of the big retailers like Lowe's, Jeans West, Big W have our merchandise for sale as well. So there's a few ways people can really help contribute. And wear jeans, very important.
Oh, that's easy. I've got mine in the wash at the moment, so they'll be ready to go and iron for Friday morning, that's for sure.
Terrific.
Good on you, Barry. Hopefully, $2 million with a bit of luck, we'll be able to smash through that to get some of that research going. Thank you for sharing a bit of that awareness for Jeans Day with us this morning.
Pleasure. Thanks very much.
He is indeed the National Campaign Manager for Jeans Day, Barry Kenyon, and it sounds like some great innovative research happening there. If you are out and about at those locations on Friday, get the merchandise if you can.